Peace, peace, peace. What's good? What's good? How are you feeling? How are you feeling? I'm feeling chill. I'm feeling calm. I'm feeling at ease. And I'm feeling like sharing this poem. I'm sorry. I was feeling the need to, or the pull to record something. And I couldn't pin my finger around what. And this poem just kept coming to my mind, just kept coming to my mind. And maybe it's also because I need to also take messages from this poem in this present moment. And maybe that's also why I'm feeling really calm and really at ease. So here's this poem. It's called Stop to Listen. I stop to listen to the silence that is loud within my ears. As I get back in touch with the noise I loudly hear. That beeps profoundly in my chest until I slow my breath and let it rest. Much times I used to vaguely notice the sounds and pounds through the increase of my breathing or slowness through my focus. I pay more attention closely now. I listen in to every pounding sound. I touch my heart and reach into my soul and all the love that it surrounds. I connect with my roots that are one with everything, like the trees and their roots, so my arteries and veins. All of it is connected and all one in the same. I connect with my heart and I connect with all life. I live within all, so my soul could never die. I breathe through all life and throughout eternal time. I stop to listen to this heart of mine. I can totally tell and feel and understand why, through my thought process of feeling like making a video to tell a vision, it was meant for this vision to come through, which is, it really is surrounded with being present in the moment, allowing ourselves to just be, to just breathe, to just pause and take a moment to listen within ourselves and feel what's going on within ourselves and realize how loud the silence within us really is once we start to begin to notice, to even to just begin to notice, to begin to pay attention. And a lot of times I used to not notice, I used to not pay attention. In the previous episode, I share about how I still remember the first moment where I was conscious of a conversation where it brought me into my heart space, quite literally through the physical, where we were literally talking about tuning in to our heartbeat and our heart pulse and just taking a moment to just feel it and watch it as it slows down and watch it as and feel it as it just calms and it just begins to just beat so softly. So softly, yet so strong and so powerfully, because this right here is the connection of our life. It's the connection, it's the roots, it's the root of ours, of our soul existing here physically. And I find it so unbelievable the way that we go on so many years and so much time in our life, in our human existence, in our human experience, where we don't take a moment to stop to listen, to stop to breathe. I feel, I've been meditating every single rising day, every single rising of my present moment, of my present experience in this, as this human being, as this spiritual being in this human body. It's been over 2 years. It's been over 2 years. And I've meditated in different ways, but I'm always about calming my mind and tuning into myself and just blocking everything else before my day starts, before I check my phone, before I allow any thoughts to come in other than what it is that I'm feeling, just feeling good, just feeling present in who I know I'm meant to be now. That's what my meditation pretty much exists around. And throughout that too, especially more so now, I've been super, super focused on being very conscious of my, of breathing. I don't really know that, I've been very conscious of taking deep breaths and really breathing throughout the day and this and that. However, now I'm really incorporating it with learning different ways to breathe, to get different things for different things. Like for example, what's coming to my mind right now, we can learn to breathe to heat our body. Doesn't matter how cold it is or what it is that you stick yourself in for, like I like these cold plunges. We can learn to breathe a certain way to where it heats our own body, and our body will literally become red. And this is all in the power of our breath. We can hit and go into different states of consciousness through our breath. Breath is so powerful. It's so powerful that not only does it hold the key and of being here physically in this lifetime, once we stop breathing, then we have no more life. It does not only hold that much power, but it also holds so much more power in different ways that we don't even realize. Different things that we can tap into, like heating our body through our breath, by tapping into different states of consciousness through our breath, unlocking different power, energetic energy forces that we have within our body, like Kundalini, through our breath. Through our breath. I don't know why I said the breath weird. It's amazing how powerful our breath is. And it's also unbelievable. It's unbelievable how disconnected from ourselves, from our breath, from this present moment of breathing, of existing, of being, having this beating mechanism within ourselves and everything else that it's connected to that is literally knows what to do. My mouth is just moving on its own. I'm thinking, not even realizing as I'm already saying it, and already it's already creating this entire conversation within me. I'm not forcibly having to do anything. My hands are moving, every single finger, it's moving on its own. When I eat, our bodies already know how to digest. And there's a virus, our bodies already know how to remove and detoxify itself from that virus. Of course, we need to help it and feed it the right things to give it the tools it needs to do that and be in a right state of mind, a higher state of mind. There's no right or wrong, but a higher state of mind to be able to assist every part of what makes us, assist our bodies to remain healthy and to feel good and to be able to carry us on into this lifetime, however, whatever time frame it is that we exist here as human beings, as spiritual beings in this human body. It's absolutely amazing. It's amazing how amazing things really begin to start to make sense in your mind, in your heart, in your everything when we begin to tune in and slow down. And it's the more we slow ourselves down, the more we're able to take in every single moment. Also, I know that it's making me reflect on when I wasn't in a calm state of mind the way that I am now, when I was living this human experience unconsciously. I was very stuck on everything that we get stuck on. From music to react to TV, reality shows, friends, things that we would go out and do, the drinking, the partying, watching things that are just not serving me any kind of good at all, having conversations that are just so mundane and so basic and so just doesn't fulfill me in any kind of way. It doesn't help me grow. It's not teaching me something. I mean, everything is always teaching us something, but there's different levels to learning things. There's different, you can have a conversation with one person and have a conversation with another person who are at different levels spiritually, intellectually, whatever it is. And one can feed you so much more life than another one, where it's just like, I mean, yeah, it's not like it was a bad conversation. It was just a conversation, you know, whereas opposed to it's like, wow, like this left me thinking so much. This really left me with so much to continue to unfold. And it really made me think a certain way. And you know what? This conversation really had me realize this in a different way that I hadn't realized or thought about it before. Or, you know what? This is something that I can take with me. I mean, sometimes maybe you don't think that way, but a lot of times I do. It's like, there's so much value that we can take out of so many things in this human experience. There's so much value, and I feel like that's also a part of experiencing things differently, by receiving value from anything and everything. Receiving value from anything and everything. Because there is literally, there's so much always for us to learn. It's what's coming to my mind actually right now too is I'm constantly listening to different things. I'm constantly listening to audiobooks. I'm constantly listening to different, I guess lectures to call it, of things of the mind, things of the body, things of the spirit, the soul, things at a higher consciousness level that at least I would like to consider it at. Napoleon Hill was, it's one of his lectures that he had. Wow. I don't know the year. I actually wrote it down. I was taking some notes in my journal. It could be in the 60s. It was 60 something. This was black and white films too. But anyway, so he's talking about, someone who continuously is talking, you can't learn anything when you're continuously talking. But somebody who stops to listen, when you can listen better than you can talk. Yeah, that's more or less what he was saying. When you can listen better than you can talk, then you can continue learning and growing in so many different ways, because nobody can learn. I mean, you can. Like, there's different times that I'm reflecting back on a conversation that I had with someone, and it's like, okay, wait, yeah. So I'm learning from my own self of what I was saying. However, if you think about somebody who's just constantly always talking and talking and talking, most of the time, they're not even saying a thing. Like, really, they're saying so much verbally, physically, but in essence, it's not holding so much value, as opposed to somebody who hardly say a word, but when they say something, it's holding a whole lot of value. It's holding a whole weight of value with it. It's carrying a lot of energy with it, as opposed to somebody who's just constantly they always got something to say. They're just talking and talking. They don't let anybody else talk. Or, you know, listening really helps so much. Listening helps so much. I know that being as quiet as I was and not having as great of a communication as I'd like to think I do now, it really helped me learn and observe and reflect on so many different things. And what actually also had me revert to being that way. I was going to say revert. Sounds like such a funny word, but I think it was just me. What had me revert to silencing myself and not saying things was, many times I noticed how what I would say something, but I would say it out of frustration. I would say it out of anger. I would say it out of being whatever. Sometimes maybe even being sad or whatever it is, just saying things out of an emotion. And then I would end up a lot of times I would end up more in trouble, or I would end up not feeling like they actually, like, as I was like, if I was actually received in the way that I was trying to be received. And it really made me take a step back and be like, okay, wait, you know what? No, I'm not going to say a word now then. I remember I made the decision where I was like, you know what? Every time I say something, it backfires on me. So you know what? Now I'm not going to say anything. And I would literally not say a word. I could be getting in trouble. Sometimes it wasn't healthy, but sometimes it was a matter of me saying something to get me out, to save me from something. And it became so unhealthy that I still could not say anything. As much as I wanted to say something, I couldn't say anything. But I can see how much value that played for me in my life, because now I've surpass those phases, both the phases of being silenced and silencing myself to the other end of saying things, but not saying it in a healthy, balanced, calm way, or peaceful way, or a way that is not trying to make somebody feel bad about what I'm saying, and reflect on what words I could use, what words I could mix together, what word to leave out. Tonage, the tone of our words has a lot to do with it too. The tone of our words has a lot to do with it also. Just different little things like that. I can see now why those experiences were meant for me to go through. Because now I feel like I can speak more clearly. Even though sometimes I really do, you can tell. It's like, okay, wait, girl, you need to work on your communication a little bit. I'm working on it. I stumble, I fumble with my words a little bit. I'll stutter. I don't know. However, I could still see all the growth that I've experienced. I can still see, for me being a point where pause. All right, I had to pause it because this little guy right here, this is Kiko. Say peace, Kiko. This is my dad's little puppy. He loved my dog Shelby so much that he ended up getting one just like her. If you see Shelby, you'll be seeing her. She looks just like him, except just bigger. This is Kiko. He's been barking at everything, like literally legit everything, even the air.
Yeah.
He's a little bit more Spanish speaker, but he's bilingual, I'd say.
What was I saying before you started barking up a storm, huh? What was I saying, huh? What was I saying, little guy?
About growth. I remember I was talking about the growth. It's beautiful when we can experience our growth and see our efforts pay off in things that we work on to heal, that we work on to get better in, that we work on to improve, and things that we become a whole lot more mindful of within ourselves. And that kind of actually wants me, something wants me to remind myself and remind you to appreciate where you are. For so long, I was so stuck and fixated on wanting to heal and heal and heal, wanting to be better version of myself, wanting to be and just feel differently. And I just really fixated on growing. Really fixated on becoming a different part, a better part of myself. And it's taken a lot of me reminding myself to just be grateful with who I am right now, as I am right now, and be present with it. It's kind of also reminding me of the movie yesterday I was talking about on episode one of the movie Click. Sometimes we get so stuck on wanting to fast forward things and just wanting to be that healed version, wanting to be that best, better, highest, most abundant version of ourselves, and or fast forward to a certain specific timeline in our human experience. And it's not about that. It's, yes, this life, we are meant to grow. We are meant to learn. We're meant to overcome and continue to overcome everything that we set our mind to. But it's also having a balance within ourselves, always to remain present, to not get fixated on anything, let go of the needing to be healed, needing to be a certain thing, needing to have a certain thing, needing to be at a certain place. It's a matter of us feeling everything now. It's a matter of, you know what, maybe I'm never going to fully heal. Not in this lifetime. There's always going to be something for me to continue working on. There's always going to be more for us. But it's not about that more. It's about just every single baby step that we're taking now, every single moment, this moment right here, right now. Just like babies. They're only gonna be, we are only that size, that place of mind one time. We're only gonna take our first step one time. We're only gonna start, there's no going back to anything. It's about enjoying Kiko this small right now. He's literally on my lap right now. I don't know. You can tell. Oh, it's a better view this way of him. He's just chilling. But it's like, for example, enjoying him this size right now, because I know even right now he's growing. Even if we can't really tell, he's never going to be this size right now. He's never going to be learning to everything that he's learning right now, to sit and to use the restroom outside, potty training him. He's, all of this is the, it's always going to, it's going to be the first moment and the only moment. And that's exactly how it is for us in our life. We only have this moment right now. So using myself as an example, it's like I stopped trying to be this whole healed version and releasing this version that has all these wounds released and all this and that and the past forgiven and be at peace with the past and everything. I just started to just be grateful that, you know what, I'm as healed as I need to be for who I am right now. I'm as healed as I need to be for what it is that I am experiencing in this present moment right here, right now. I don't need to be this. I don't need to be that. I don't need to be here. I don't need to be there. I don't need to be anywhere other than just be who I am right now. And also because it reminds me to feel that way and to reflect that way, because when I do reflect on the past, I've realized how much I've grown from then. And it's like, wow, why didn't I appreciate and do just live in this authenticness of who I was at that moment? Because I'm no longer that version anymore. And I feel like for me, I just see it in the way where it would have been beautiful for me to be able to see, like if I would have continued making videos. I've been making videos on and off for years. I had been on and off doing that for years. Now I'm staying consistent. However, I think about it now and I reflect, and that's like, wow, Cindy, why were you trying to be this other version of you, or trying to be healed and trying to have all the answers and trying to have the ego released, trying to all this and that? And what I can understand, I can understand why, because it's like, I know my reasoning where I didn't want to project anything that later on I would have realized, like, oh wait, that's not really the truth or something. Or I was still trying to figure out my own discernment back then. And I didn't want to be projecting any of that uncertainty or imbalance or egotistical sense of self that I was still battling with at that time in my life. However, my highest self now, and whenever I'm feeling whatever lower energies, it reminds me, like, I need to appreciate every single moment of my growth, because it's a part of the human experience. It's a part of every single moment. I don't want to just get to, if I start at point A and just skip every single letter in between and get to point Z. I want to go to A, B, C, D, and I want to see every single one.
I feel like that's the I like that I said that because it just makes me think for my own self. Why do we want to skip and just erase everything in between A and Z? It makes no sense. It's about enjoying every single letter. And when we're at Z, it's like, oh, that was such a beautiful journey. Like looking back to A and everything, it's like, I'm so happy I experienced every single letter, every single experience that that letter held. I find that so beautiful. I have become so at peace and so grateful and so excited and so just, I'm now in balance with this human experience where I find it so beautiful. I find every single moment, every single letter so beautiful. Even if a letter here and there has a little bit of some turbulence or whatever it is, I can see and feel the beauty in it. And that's kind of going back to episode one where I was talking about that's the balance of having one foot in the human experience and one foot in the spiritual experience, where it keeps me balanced. If I hit a ripple in a letter, my spiritual self knows like, hey, this is a part of it. You're growing. This happened for a reason. It's happening for you. It's not happening to you. It's happening for you. Just hang on. Be patient. We're not at the end of the ride here. You're going to see exactly why this happened. And I just... Sorry, Kiko. He fell in between the hole of my legs. Oh, it's because he's so small. You see, that's not going to happen when he's bigger. I mean, it could be, but it's... Well, you get it. Yeah, I really... I've now realized already where I can work harmoniously with life, with the universe, with source, creator, that it just has made life so much more enjoyable, so much more fulfilling, and so much more just, it's just amazing to just even take that deep breath. It just feels so good. It just feels so good. I feel so much bliss in little things. And that's where I started a lot. I started a lot on the little things, just feeling grateful for having warm water, feeling grateful for having water to drink, feeling grateful for being able to go to the store and get food. I mean, the most ideal thing would to be go walk into my yard and pick my own food, you know. But I'm grateful to be able to have food. I'm grateful for when I'm eating my food, like, oh my gosh, source, thank you for creating this beautiful soul brain food for us that literally grew out of Mother Earth, that alkaline food. I'm going to be going more deep. I mean, I haven't even touched any base on food yet, but I'm definitely going to be going deep into food, alkaline food, eating food that is going to nourish our soul. It's going to nourish our mind and decalcify our pineal gland from all of these foods that are literally calcifying our third eye, our clarity, our the energy of being able to be in tune. I'm so much more in tune now after switching and literally detoxifying my body from all these foods and all this starch and all this acid that I had been consuming into my beautiful body that is literally the only body that I have here in this earth. I can't go in and buy another one or upgrade it like we do our phones or our cars. There's not a newer model. This is the only model we have. And just like we have to take care of our cars and give it the maintenance it needs and not try to like cheapskate it either. I mean, if you cheapskate it, you can get by, but you're not going to get, it's not going to last for a long time, that vehicle. When you maintain it and you give it some good oil and you clean out the parts and you, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a car techie or a car expert. But when you take care of something, it's going to last longer. It's going to get you further. It's going to run smoother. It's the same thing with art. Vessel here, this avatar that we have. It is just a whole bunch of compounded energy together. That's all it is. So my beautiful people, my beautiful, I don't like people, my beautiful spiritual beings, thank you for sharing this moment with me. I'm going to cut it right here because I know my dad's going to be arriving anytime soon and I want to be present with him. 1441. That's a beautiful reflection right there. I said I'm going to continue making videos. I'm going to continue and posting and telling a vision and being a channel for this channel and just allow myself to remove myself from this, remove my logical mind from this, remove any power, any control, anything, and just allow it to just be what it's meant to be and allow it to just unfold and become whatever it's meant to become and unfold into. So I appreciate you being a part of it. Thank you for listening to me and my poem. There's going to be more poetry that I'm going to share. I have so much poems. I have a lot of poetry and I'm going to continue writing more. And they all have a beautiful message within them. And I know so because I feel the messages for my own self too. So I'm going to share that for whoever else it is that's meant to hear it, because I'm just a channel. That's all it is. I'm just a tool to get things out and to spread whatever messages it is that's meant to be spread. And so that's a part of me also being, acknowledging the responsibility of also putting it out there and sharing it for others, because we never know. We have a responsibility when we connect with another person, even if it's just a simple, you run into them at the stop sign, on walking next to each other. I don't know. We hold some kind of, at least that's how I feel. We hold a responsibility when we interact and make some type of connection in this human experience with another peer, with another being. And when I say we hold a responsibility, it's a responsibility of what energy are you going to leave that person with? Are you going to leave them with good energy? Are you going to leave them with a smile? Or are you just going to leave them with no energy at all, to where you didn't even impact anything at all in any way? Which is, I guess, there's no right or there's no wrong to it. However, the way I am thinking of what I'm thinking of when I say responsibility, it's when I come out and I'm making a choice to make a video, I'm making a choice to put this energy that I'm receiving out there, I have a responsibility of putting out good energy, of leaving you with good energy, of saying something from my heart and not saying it from an ego-based energy. I have a responsibility of whatever it is that I'm going to leave you with, to where it's not dainting your energy or diminishing your energy. It's a responsibility to choose to help you flourish your energy, to grow your energy, to water your energy. For me, that's a huge responsibility. And that's why also, as a choice to be a channel and to be this tool of of sharing a message. We're all going to take messages completely differently. And I think that's the most beautiful part about it, because we're all meant to take things in a different way. And choosing to be a channel, I am acknowledging the responsibility to share it. Share these poems every single time I go within myself and I tell Source, write whatever is meant to come out. Share whatever is meant to come out of this poem. Just write it, Source. This is not, I have a responsibility to share it. I have a responsibility to make these videos and share whatever's coming through. It's a responsibility. And so I'm taking hold of that responsibility, and I'm going to be true to it and be consistent with it, acknowledging that I'm responsible to put this energy and this message out, these messages, for whoever's meant to hear them and feel and connect with them, because these aren't mine. They're all of ours that it connects with. Same thing with whatever I share through my voice. So my dad just pulled up. I'm gonna go and share time with him. I'm not gonna spend time. I'm gonna share time with him. Little words that I like to choose to switch around. Etymology, I'll be talking about that also. But so anyway, much love, much peace. I'll see you on the next episode on The Love Solution, where love is the root of our existence. Till next time, peace out.